The Truth News Network. In a world where idiocracy is the new world order, it takes a strong voice to speak the truth. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. And your beacon of light in the tunnel of lies is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. Today, we've got a very controversial subject to discuss with you. Today's story is titled Death by Terror. I, as most Americans, will never forget exactly where I was when I was notified of the first plane flying into the World Trade Center in southern Manhattan. That day changed America forever. And that day brought terrorism to the shores of the greatest country on earth. 3,000 unsuspecting Americans in Manhattan, at the Pentagon in D.C., and in a field in Pennsylvania lost their lives at the hands of Muslim terrorists. There were 19 terrorists in those 9/11 attacks. Five terrorists on each of the planes that flew into the Trade Center, five more on the plane that flew into the Pentagon, and three on the flight that crashed in that Pennsylvania field. Since that horrible day in American history, questions of why, who was responsible, was there a conspiracy, and can such an attack happen again, have been asked numerous times by numerous people. And we still are not certain of the correct answers to any of those questions and some other questions. One thing is certain. Terrorism did exist prior to that day in 2001, but has definitely escalated dramatically since, at least in part because of those September attacks. Whether the increase is a direct or indirect result of 9/11 really doesn't matter. What matters is that terrorists of all kinds, in many nations, senselessly take far too many lives of innocent people in the name of some religion or some political group. Of course, the discussions that spring up every time there is such an attack anywhere in the world are almost always political discussions. And the question that is asked immediately when terrorism occurs every time is who is responsible? Sadly, most deaths by terrorists in the last 20 years have come at the hands of Muslim terrorists. ISIS takes credit today for most of them. ISIS is simply a group of Muslim extremists who have adopted a tiny sliver of Islam regarding death to the infidels to the extreme. And they slaughter innocents in the name of their God. But you know what is most tragic? In the aftermath of most every terrorist attack, most of the time, the first thing that happens is political finger-pointing and name-blaming. And if it wasn't so serious, the reporting process regarding these attacks in America would almost be comical. Leftist news media almost always point fingers away from ISIS and any other Muslim group. And when there is an act of domestic terrorism perpetrated by somebody who's a white extremist, those media outlets report the killings almost with glee. Additionally, there are regular battles in the media about terrorists who kill. Was it a white supremacist or was it a Muslim? That's their question. Always buried in their stories, at least initially, is the one simple fact that matters. People were slaughtered for the most ridiculous reasons by extremists. Extremists. Doesn't matter what their religion is, doesn't matter what their race is. They're extremists and they're killing other human beings. That should be enough. But sadly, for the media, it's not. The blame game always begins in earnest. So let's look at a few media examples and also some polling results. We title this section, Who Done It? First, let's look at the report from statistics compiled by a liberal political organization named New American Foundation. The story goes this way. Since 9/11, white right-wing terrorists have killed almost twice as many Americans in homegrown attacks than radical Islamists have, according to research by the New America Foundation. In their June study, the foundation decided to examine groups engaged in violent extremist activity and found that white extremists were by far the most dangerous. They pointed to the Emmanuel AME Church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, and the 2012 attack on a Sikh temple in Wisconsin, as well as many lesser-known attacks on Jewish institutions and on police. They found that 48 people were killed by white terrorists, while only 26 were killed by radical Islamists since September 11, 2001. The study also found that the criminal justice system judged jihadists more harshly than their non-Muslim counterparts, indicting them more frequently than non-jihadists and handing down longer sentences. I encourage you all to review those statistics on this as compiled in this segment of New America Foundation's findings on the matter. It's titled Terrorism in America After 9/11. And if you'll scroll down on the homepage of the website on this story under Whodunit, a link to those statistics are there. When you have time, please take a look. We'll continue. The popular myth that right-wing extremism kills more than Islamic terrorism in the U.S. since 9/11. It may have all started with the opinion piece, U.S. right-wing extremists more deadly than jihadists, which was echoed by journalist Sally Cohn. NPR interviewed the authors of the CNN story under the headline, Right-Wing Extremists More Dangerous Than Islamic Terrorists in the U.S. The New America study we cite above was the basis for the reported statistic, which is repeated widely. The study is hosted by the International Security Program, whose backers include George Soros's Open Society Foundation. Before proceeding any further, it should be mentioned that PolitiFact examined the New America statistics and stated that it was half true. So is that claim true? Is it true that U.S. right-wing extremists are more deadly than jihadists? A professor at Florida State College in Jacksonville recently dissected the terrorism cases and has shredded the finding that right-wing extremists are deadlier than violent jihadists in the U.S. Professor Andrew Holt lays out why the coding criteria, and thus the comparisons, are apples to oranges. The problem with this source, he said, is that the court count is wrong. In International Security's listing of the 45 deaths due to Islamic extremism, they attribute them to only 9 incidents since 9/11. These include the more well-known attacks, such as San Bernardino, 14 killed, Chattanooga, 5 dead, Fort Hood, Texas, 13 dead, the Boston Marathon bombing, 4 dead with 264 additional casualties, as well as the Washington and New Jersey killing spree, 4 dead, but also the Oklahoma beheading of 2014, 1 killed, the Little Rock shooting of 2009, 1 dead, the Seattle Jewish Federation shooting of 06, 1 dead, and the L.A. airport shooting of 2002, 2 people killed. So this is where they stop. But if we're comparing Islamic extremism to right-wing extremism, apples to apples, and to give credit to international security, they acknowledge this is subjective on their website. Then there are several other incidents that should be included in this total. Professor Holt finds at least 6 more that the study did not attribute to violent jihadism. The professor discovered that when you add in the numbers from several terrorism cases driven by Islamist intent, the scales tip. Via the college fix, listen closely. In June of 2006 in Denver, a man shot 4 of his co-workers and a SWAT team member, killing 1. He later claimed he did it because it was Allah's choice. In December of 2009 in Binghamton, a Saudi Arabian graduate student named Abdul Salam S. Al-Zahrani killed Richard T. Antoine, a non-Muslim Islamic studies professor who served on Al-Zahrani's dissertation committee in revenge for persecuted Muslims. Prior to the killing, one of Al-Zahrani's roommates tried to warn the university's administration that he had been acting like a terrorist. In 2012 in Houston, in 2 separate incidents in January and in November, 2 people were shot to death by a Muslim extremist for their roles in his daughter's conversion to Christianity. In March of 2013 in Ashtabula, Ohio, a Muslim convert walked into a Christian church during an Easter service and killed his father, claiming it was the will of Allah. In August of 2014 in Richmond, California, a man killed an Ace Hardware employee by stabbing him 17 times, claiming he was on a mission from Allah. These 6 murders are irrelevant if you take the New America study at face value, yet tilt the balance toward jihadists being deadlier than right-wing terrorists, 50 fatalities to 48 respectively. Why the discrepancy? The New America study does not count violent jihadist attacks from self-radicalized or lone wolf terrorists who swear allegiance to Islam in the same manner as terrorist attacks committed by a card-carrying member of Islamist terror organizations. If a terrorist yells, "Allahu Akbar," before going on a murder spree, you see, that's not good enough. However, when right-wing terrorist attacks are coded by New America, those are attributed in a loose manner to mere statements made by the perpetrators that fit the left-wing's shibboleth that racist or anti-government views define someone as a right-winger. Thus, the conclusions are not only questionable, they are borderline deceptive. The professor concludes with this: right-wing terrorism is more deadly for Americans only if you add a number of very limiting parameters. For example, excluding the victims of 9/11, ignoring lone wolf attacks without solid connections to groups like Al-Qaeda and their affiliates, etc. The one that gets me the most is just excluding the victims of 9/11. You throw 3,000 Americans slaughtered in New York, in Washington, D.C., at the Pentagon, and in that field in Pennsylvania. How can you just throw those 3,000 out when you're compiling statistics? But if you lift those limitations and apply equal standards, then the raw and unfiltered numbers of deaths of Americans due to Islamic extremism in the U.S., that's during the last 15 years, dwarf the numbers attributable to right-wing extremism by a ratio of 62-1. Even if you leave out 9/11 and just focus on the ideological statements and goals of the attackers, then the deaths of Americans due to Islamic extremism still outnumber the deaths attributable to right-wingers, which reveals an even greater disparity when compared with population groups. If we move beyond America's borders, then the disparity becomes far greater, with somewhere around 90% of the world's terrorism-related deaths attributable to Islamic extremism, and only a fraction of 1% attributable to right-wing extremism. The professor's findings are consistent with terrorism incidents listed at nonpartisan sources like the Global Terrorism Index and the Global Terrorism Database. It is certainly not true that right-wing extremists kill more Americans than jihadists, or that they are deadlier. And so what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to look at some jihadi terrorist attacks outside of the U.S. Some of these you'll remember, some of them you won't. But I promise you this: a lot of people died from Muslim Islamic extremism. Back with that in just a moment at truthnewsnet.org.
It's a lot to take in, but when you need a refresher, it's all here. 24/7, 365. Every podcast, every blog. TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
Wee! Wee, wee, wee! Wee!
Max.
Wee, wee, wee!
Max up!
Yeah?
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
TNN, when only the truth will do.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
We're looking at the cause of terrorist deaths, both in America, we're about to look at outside the U.S., but place the most common cause. Is it from white supremacists, white terrorists, or is it from Islamists? Jihadi terrorist attacks outside the U.S. number far more than those inside the U.S. We need to look at a few of them for comparison. They're more prevalent, they're more common, and more violent outside of the U.S. than here. So let's start by looking at Saudi Arabia, November 20th, 1979, at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. 244 died and 180 were seriously injured. These are all radical Islamist attacks. In Lebanon, October 23rd of 83, the deadly bombing of the U.S. barracks. 307 died, 75 seriously injured. Again in Lebanon, September 20th, 1984, the United States Embassy, 24 were killed. January 21st of 85, at a Buddhist temple in Java, a bad attack, no one died. December of 85 through September of 86, a series of over a dozen bombings, 13 died and 225 were seriously injured around France. In Israel, July 7th of 89, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, bus 405. It was a suicide bomber attack. 16 died, 27 were seriously injured. We started to give you the numbers of jihadist terrorist attacks with deaths and serious injuries from 1990 through today. But folks, that list is exhaustive. Let it suffice to say, since July 7th of 1989, more than 20,000 citizens from more than 20 countries have been executed by Muslim Islamist terrorists. Some were mass slaughters, some were single random killings, but all were terrorist acts conducted in the name of the Muslim God. You can see the complete list of those attacks with complete details, dates, numbers, etc., at under the section Jihadi Terrorist Attacks Outside the U.S. on the first page of our website. There's a link posted there that takes you right to those. Use that link. It's very important that we understand exactly what happened and what's going on. The purpose of this story is to get away from the "it was Muslims, no, it was white supremacist" finger pointing. Let's just simply face one major factor. Terrorism of any kind is deplorable, especially when people are killed at the hands of others simply because of their skin color and/or their religious beliefs. But what makes these horrors even more egregious is the actions of media zealots who point fingers at some group of individuals to simply place blame and expand division between people of different races, cultures, and religions for one reason and one reason only. And it's not for a news story. It's to drive wedges between people to foment hatred and bigotry. And we have way too much of that already. The culprit in all of this is identity politics. Sadly, American politicians on the left have perfected the use of specific groups to use for their singular political benefit. And they continually cast those groups without factual knowledge and certainly with no specific proof that would in any way justify the nastiness that they spew. People are humans, and it doesn't take much to light the fires of hatred between those of different races, religions, sexual preference, nationalities, or political perspective. And today's leftists have made doing so an art. They're pretty successful selling their wares to unsuspecting people. And let me just be completely honest and clear here. This is not something that's owned exclusively by anybody on the left, even in the media. But let's just be honest about this. 90% plus of stories like this that come out of the news come from the leftist media, and they spew hatred and vitriol. And it's really, really, really sad. I am fearful that we are stuck in this cycle of divisiveness. I fear it will take the lives of many more people before we can get through this. It is unthinkable that when each terrorist act is perpetrated, it seems that political leaders, especially those here in the United States, ignore the hurt and anguish of the surviving victims and family members of those killed. They immediately rush to the political narrative of the day to further their causes. Isn't it sad that political leaders in America would even consider using the despicable acts of human slaughter for any type of political advantage? But it is happening more and more every time such an attack occurs. So where does all this go? These attacks seem to have only increased in number and severity through the last few years. Media reports only fuel the fires of additional headlines seeking mass murderers, copycats. It is sad that any religion would teach adherents there are glory and righteousness along with heavenly rewards for donning a suicide vest and killing as many non-Muslims as possible when committing suicide. But it does. And it is horrific. Unfortunately, I see no end in sight. But what must end is the glorification and news coverage of these events. It's time that today's media commit to showing the world the horrors of murder, every kind of murder, and by everyone. And they need to do so using no political narrative and reporting with no editorial comments included about details of each event. Look, why don't you just report to Americans the news? Give us the facts. We don't need media members' specific personal narrative. We're all smart enough. Give us the facts. We're reasoning people. We can come up with our own conclusion. People's lives are far more important than a network pushing for ratings to turn into one thing: bucks, advertising revenue. You know what? As far as God is concerned in all this, this is what he said. By this will all men know that you're my children. You follow me. By the love you show for each other. Got to be honest, I doubt jihadists or white supremacist terrorists score very high in God's eyes, even if they are promised 72 virgins for those murders of infidels. That's a wrap on today's story. Not a happy one, but an important one. We need to quit pointing fingers at people with different perspectives. And we need to point our fingers and damn murders. No murder is good. All murders are evil. Thank you for joining us here today at Truth News Network. A lot going on this week, more than usual, even though we're not having any elections anytime soon. Stay close. All the details as they happen. You get them here and we'll give you facts. Let you draw your own conclusions. At truthnewsnet.org.
He'll never let you fall to the lies. Your bulwark against the tide of fake news. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.